Hi, this is a dictation for Derquise Lark. D like Detroit, E R Q like Queen, U A U I S. Derquise Lark, L like Larry, A R K, K like Kelly. Date of birth 8/26/1992. Date of accident 9/21/2022. Date of service 3/14/2023. The patient arrives today for a new patient visit. He has been referred by his law firm to seek for fresh treatment. The patient reports that his chief complaints are back pain, mid back pain, lower back pain, pain in the left shoulder, pain in the right shoulder and right upper part of the trapezius, pain in the left leg or left knee. Patient report that he was involved in automobile accident on 9/21/2022. That is the cause for all his symptoms. All the symptoms started several weeks after the accident. The history of the accident is as follows. The patient was traveling on September 21, 2022, as a restaurant driver with his girlfriend sitting on the front seat. They were traveling in a Dodge Ram 2021 truck. They were hit by a Honda CRV. The accident happened as follows. They were trying to make a right turn from 9 Mile to go into northbound I-75. They were standing, they were parked at the right intersection light at 9 Mile and the 75 service drive to turn into the, that light was red. There was a car that came illegally, was making a left turn, and most likely the driver of the other car suffered from seizures or some other heart problem and hit them head-on collision. The other driver could not make a left turn, even though they were trying to make a illegal left turn and hit the car on a collision. After the collision, the other car driver passed out unconscious. The patient report that this accident caused a $14,000 damage, mostly to the front and the hood. It was not total though. The internal structures are all okay. Seatbelt, headrest, dashboards are all okay. Steering wheel, no airbags were deployed. And the approximate speed of the car could not be more than 40 miles an hour. And patient report that in this accident, he injured his neck in a whiplash after his head hit into the headrest and the body jerked. Left knee hit into the dashboard but did not feel any pain at the time. Left shoulder also jerked into the window and but the pain was not there. After the accident, patient reportedly did not go to the emergency room since there was no pain initially. 2 weeks later, he started feeling pain and he saw an urgent care doctor. AS Medical Group, who did the x-ray of the leg, 10 units were provided for physical therapy, 10 times has been given. However, the insurance was not effective at the time and he was discharged by them in January after 10 treatments. However, no MRI EMG was done and last doctor visit was in January with physical therapy. So far, he has done some massage and medications at home. In the history of the pain, patient report that he's suffering from pain in the lower back and mid back pain around 10. He denies any pain in the neck, but there is a pain in the left shoulder, which is 8 to 9. Lower back and mid back pain is 10. Right shoulder pain is 7. He has a pain in the left part of the upper leg, gastrocnemius muscle, as well as some part of the knee. and it is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. It is worsened due to the motor vehicle or accident. It was not sobbing. Overall, most of these pains are now present continuously several times a day as throbbing, stabbing, cramping, heart burning, aching and heavy, and they are 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in frequency. ADLs are affected 10 on many areas. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending and improved by nothing. So far, only MRI X-rays have been done, and he reportedly has muscle weakness, and he denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle, or any radiation of pain to the arm or finger or toes or the buttocks or legs. There is no bladder bowel incontinence. System review. All are negative. Surgery, surgical history, no surgery ever has been done on him. Allergies, none. Family history. The mother is alive, but no medical problem. Father is alive, no medical problem. Three sisters, five brothers, all are okay, no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single and lives with his mom. Employment status. Patient reports that he has an unemployment due to the pain. He does a music production and he occasionally lifting of the speakers, which are up to 75 pounds. And because he cannot sit too long in one position, he also cannot perform the job. He's never filed a disability. He's a client of Seva Law Firm who is providing legal protection for him. And personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. And he does have a sleep affected, mood is affected, mood is described fair, 4 to 5, and concentration is affected. However, he denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thought, anxiety, depression, self-worth problems. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 155 over 98, pulse is 64, pulse ox is 99. The height is 5'11", and he is a 30-year-old gentleman and 200-pound weight. General review, this is a 30-year-old African-American male of a very good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, plumbing, polynuclear, and is very cooperative. There is no apparent anxiety or lethargy or shortness of breath, acute distress, or any pain phases are observed. And the patient has good attitude and demeanor. And dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam comes from the template. Musculature examination does not reveal any major spasm except for the paraspinal muscles from T11 to L5 bilaterally without any tender point or trigger points. There is some spasm is noticed in bilateral upper trapezius muscles, fibers, without any trigger points. Rest of the muscles are completely normal without any spasm or clonus fasciculation or abnormal travels. Normal tone, bulk and contractions are noticed in rest of the areas. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is from the temple. Spine tenderness is located in the L4, L5 area with the paravertebral muscle spasm from T10 to L5 bilaterally without any trigger points or tender points. Hypertonicity 1+. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. It is forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, and bilateral rotation is 80, and there is no spine tenderness in the cervical region. And lumbar spine range of motions, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign, the Sperling sign, Lermit sign, distraction test, Soto Hall test, myelopathy signs are all absent, negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Bruce Kernick test is negative, slid leg resin test is negative, and contralateral leg rest test is negative. Breger test was negative, Kemp test was positive, Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are found to be tender with standing flexion test being positive, and ileal compression test, distraction test was positive, Faber test positive bilaterally, Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally, Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for the area of the both shoulders and the left leg, rest of the extremities are completely normal, no issues in the elbows or hand or wrist, no carpal test are positive, normal grip and musculature range of motions are normal, and so is in the lower extremity, the hips, and both the knees and both ankle and feet are completely normal. The patient is pointing to the pain in the gastrocnemius muscle, however, Hohmann sign was negative, and on compression of the gastrocnemius muscle, there was no tenderness. It looked like he just has some kind of myofasciitis or tendinitis in the area. So examination of the right shoulder is as follows. The patient has a baseline pain of around 7 out of 1 to 10, and range of motion is completely normal at 180 degrees, and the Hawking candidate test and the speed test and near test are negative. Anterior posterior apparition test was negative, and drop arm test was negative. Structurally, the right shoulder appears normal without any dislocation or any other finding. In the left side, however, there is a more severe pain, 8 to 9 in the left shoulder, with a spasm of the left-sided trapezius muscle, especially more so at the junction of the neck to the shoulder, with a severe spasm, and range of motion of the shoulder joint on the left is limited to 100 degrees of abduction maximum, after which patient feels pain. And flexion is 110 degrees. Also, no crepitus or any other popping sounds heard. The range of motion otherwise. Passive motion is pretty normal. Muscle strength is 5x5. Special tests were conducted. Hawking candidate test was found positive on the left shoulder. MTBA 10 test was positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative. Drop arm test was negative. The elbows, the wrist, all of them are completely normal, both sides. The diagnosis is as follows. In general, please mention V8 9.2 XST and M62.838 CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, upper extremity is shoulder, right M25.511, left M25.512, and M75.30, M75.50, M75.110, S43.432D. In the pain in the left leg is M79.605. And thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6, 51.24, 54.14, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. And in sacroiliac spine, bilateral sacroiliitis, and M46.1. S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Dirac Kuyt lock comes from the template. The physical, so the treatment plan will be from template for physical therapy, yes. The patient has now ordered a physical therapy to continue. Three times per week to focus on the thoracic and lumbar spine and bilateral shoulders and left leg pain and left and bilateral sacroiliac joint, especially the left sacroiliac joint. Traction massage has been ordered. Patient will remain on a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days with 7 pounds, with minimal lifting and standing or walking. Medications. The patient is provided following medications: non-narcotic medication Celebrex, 200 milligram daily, once a day, with for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day, for 60 tablets for muscle relaxation. Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Lidopro gel for topical pain relief, 4%, 200 gram. Narcotic pain medication, Tartram, 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief and improving the life function, sleep improvement. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, none of them are existing because no MRIs have been ordered as of yet. Interventional pain procedures, no procedure is being recommended right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsychiatry. The patient has a minimal symptoms of neuropsych. He is complaining of dizziness, loss of consciousness at the time for a few seconds, and lack of focus and nausea. We'll keep an eye. We may refer to him in a neuropsych at a later date. Attended care and caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records are not available. Investigations. I have ordered a MRI of the thoracic spine and lumbar spine to identify the pathology in the area of the concern with the maximum pain. DMEs. The patient has been provided. He already has a back brace, tense unit. He has an ice machine, and he is advised to use them. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days or 30 days. And his education is his personal support and contact is yes. Thank you.